Welcome to Salad with a Side of Fries. I'm your host, Jen Trepik, talking wellness and weight loss for real life. We're here to clear up the myths, misinformation, bad science, and marketing to teach you how to eat and how to cheat. Are you ready? I'm having salad with a side of fries. This week, we're talking about couscous. So I think I first got into couscous in my old like Weight Watchers days in, I think it was like early 2000s. You know, it was the grain that was lower in points at the time. And oh God, the days of counting points, but I digress. I think it also became super popular because it fits so many quote unquote diets out there, whether, you know, vegan, vegetarian, Mediterranean, plant-based, DASH, I'm sure I'm missing some, but all of those, it qualifies. And as I progressed in my wellness life and eventually becoming a health coach and learning so much more about the body and food, I really realized that couscous is not as nutrient dense as we've been led to believe. So let's discuss some of the pros and cons here. So on the pro side, it's easy to cook. Basically, start to finish in like 10 minutes, and it takes on the flavor of whatever you want to put with it. So you could ante up the flavor by using like a stock as the liquid instead of water. Also on the pro side, looking at macronutrients, I think protein is the claim that we hear the most. I remember, you know, way back when everybody in, you know, the plant-based protein, I guess that wasn't so way back, but the plant-based protein bandwagon likes to tout the protein. So when we look at it, couscous gives us about 6 grams of protein in a 1 cup serving. I mean, not bad. It's just shy of about an ounce if we think about it in terms of like a cooked meat, the way most of us think about protein. It wouldn't be all of the protein in your meal, but it's there. And, you know, as plant protein, you could also add beans or other options to round out that amino acid profile for the meal. And as we've talked about before, we want to get all the essential amino acids, which you do with animal protein. Plant protein requires a bit of a greater commitment there throughout your day. It doesn't have to be at the same meal. And yes, there is some research showing people who eat higher amounts of plant-based protein see a lower risk of stroke and cancer and death from heart disease. So this could be a whole can of worms because, you know, correlation versus causation. And, you know, I think the quality of the animal protein plays a big part of that, but that's a conversation for another day. So protein, right, for your couscous pro. On the micronutrient, the pro side is really all about the selenium. So 1 cup of couscous gives you more than 60% of the recommended daily intake of selenium. So selenium is an essential mineral. Remember, essential with a nutrient means that our body can't make it. We have to take it through nutrition or supplementation. So selenium actually does a lot in the body. It acts as an antioxidant. So it helps repair damaged cells from oxidative stress and decrease inflammation. We also see as an antioxidant, selenium can support your immune system, right? Again, lowering that oxidative stress. And research also shows selenium deficiency may harm immune cells and their function. Selenium is also critical for proper thyroid function. So it can help protect the thyroid against damage and support hormone production. Selenium may reduce a risk of heart disease. Again, I think because of that antioxidant activity, it also helps reduce the buildup of plaque and, you know, LDL cholesterol in the arteries. And there's some research to show that selenium may lower your risk of cancer. So we see in the research that this was associated with eating selenium-rich foods rather than taking supplements. So again, a pro for the couscous. Looking on the flip side, there are studies that link selenium deficiency to increased risk of prostate cancer. Adequate selenium in combination with vitamin C and vitamin E may reduce the risk of lung cancer in smokers, according to some studies. So frankly, I feel like that really sums up the pros on the couscous. It's really, you know, about the protein and the selenium, right? And the ease of use. On the con side, so regular couscous is actually not a whole grain. It's made from wheat, specifically semolina, which comes from durum wheat, which is high in gluten. So it's not just not gluten-free. It might even pose a challenge for people who normally wouldn't have an issue with a grain product. On the carbs front, couscous also might spike your blood sugar. So that same cup that's giving us about 6 grams of protein gives us 36 grams of carbohydrates, of which there are about 2 grams of fiber. So frankly, quinoa, brown rice, oats are better sources of fiber than the couscous. And with these carbs, right, the protein we already talked about, and there's little to no fat. So maybe that's a pro for some people. But we see here that basically there isn't all that much in the couscous itself to help combat those carbohydrates. So that gives it a glycemic load of 18. So that means it doesn't take much couscous to really spike our blood sugar. Now, of course, this can vary brand to brand. So I did a quick Google. I looked at the brand is called Rice Select Original Couscous. Serving size was a quarter of a cup, 41 grams of carbs, 4 grams of fiber, 7 grams of protein. So maybe a little better on some of those, you know, more protein, more fiber, but whoa on those carbs, right? That gives us a net carb of almost like 4 times what we want the net carb of a single food to be, right? So when we take serving size into account, right, given that we're likely adjusting the serving to balance those carbohydrates, it also means we're getting less of the protein and the fiber too. On the micronutrient front, aside from the selenium, couscous isn't really offering us much. Like there is some potassium, but it's not really enough for, you know, the powers that be to qualify it as a quote unquote like good source. Again, for potassium, like avocado, banana, potatoes are going to be better on the potassium. So all in, taking the pros and cons into account, where does this leave us? Frankly, like I'm not the biggest fan of couscous. I think there are a myriad of foods out there that offer us better nutrient profiles with regard to, you know, protein, fiber, vitamins, and minerals. Having said that, couscous could be a way to help change up your routine. It could be a simple way to build a healthful plate, right? When we're having it, maybe it is a level up from where we've been, or we can build a plate and just have a smaller amount of couscous and have more protein, fiber, and quality fat on that plate. And you could always ante up the nutrition, like even using like a bone broth to make your couscous. So you can get creative with it. I think be sure to read those labels and, you know, see if the couscous you're buying matches the carb, protein, and fiber that we've talked about. But potentially, when you're ready, know that you can upgrade to a more nutrient-dense, truly whole grain that can better support your health, right? So, David, any questions or anything to add on the couscous front?
No, I mean, I think you did a nice, Scoop's got some questions. He's got some comments. But
right, we have a dog come visit us.
We have a guest. Right? My dog, Scoop, is now on my lap. But no, I think you did a great job with it. And when it comes to, you know, really doing kind of a deep dive on an individual, you know, item like that, I'm going to have to look, you know. And so as you're covering it, I'm like, okay, yep, that's a nice refresher. Oh, I didn't even know that part, you know. And I take it all. I'm more big picture. And of course, I can get down in the weeds on the nutrition stuff too. But no, knew that it was wheat-based, knew that it was definitely not a gluten-free thing, knew that it was going to be high in carbs. And that's kind of where it ended for me. So I think you did a great job with it.
Awesome. Well, thank you. As always, everybody, I'm your host, Jen Trepik. Connect with me on Instagram or really all social media. I'm at Jen Trepik, JenTrepek. Website is A Salad with a Side of Fries. So wherever it's easiest for you, send a message. I'm going to hear your key takeaways, your ideas, your questions. This is also the easiest way to learn more about working with me as your health coach. David, thank you again for being here, sharing your time and expertise with us.
Thanks so much for having me. It's really been fun.
Excellent. Friends, if you are not already a member, join our membership program by going to glow.fm/saladwithasideoffries to support this podcast and this community, but most importantly, support your health, and you'll get this week's recipe for the chickpea cucumber salad. Well, friends, that's it for today's episode of Salad with a Side of Fries. Congratulations for making yourself and your health a priority. Thanks so much for joining us. Be sure to click subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast platform. Share us with a friend, and we'll be back next week. Always remember, you deserve it, and you are worth it. Happy healthy.